Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Words Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who's given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, the GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So as we await for my brother to come on, wherever you listen to me, won't you join in with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord God. You have blessed us on this day to come and assemble together, Lord God, to hear your word. Father, we ask today that you would word the mouth of the speakers tonight, as well as that you would touch the ears and the hearts of those who are listening. And Lord God, we pray that your truth will be manifest through your spirit. And Lord God, that we all may come to understand the perfect will of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So Lord God, we thank you and we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. We are on part three tonight of False Revelations, Teachings and Practices, dealing with the Revelations part three. And we have been talking to you and laying down a foundation about there are some revelations from God, some from man, and some from the devil. And we have been giving you an example concerning Joseph Smith, who when he was in his humility, God was able to use him. But when he got lifted up in pride, he drifted off into error. And we gave you the example about the time where the Nephite record was translated and how that they needed some money to get it printed, and how that Joseph Smith, in fact, it was Hiram Smith, who became impatient with one of the brothers named Brother Martin Harris, who was trying to sell his farm to raise the money. And Hiram Smith got impatient. And when he got impatient, he got to the point and said, hey, we should be trying to get the money some other way. He felt like Martin Harris was too slow. Martin Harris is under transgression. And then he said, hey, we should do some other thing to try to get the money. And then the money we get from it, Brother Martin Harris shouldn't get none of it. You know, that was his attitude. Now, before I go any further, let me patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. Okay. Seems like we're having difficulties once again. Satan, we bind and rebuke you today in the name of Jesus by the power and authority that Jesus Christ has given us. In the name of Jesus, we command you to cease your maneuvers and your operations right now. In the name of Jesus. Your interference, go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And Joseph Smith, Hiram Smith said, hey, and the proceeds we get from it, Martin should get none of it, okay? And he said, Hiram Smith said, hey, it's been suggested to me that some of the brethren go to Toronto, Canada and sell the copyrights. You know, glory to God. Let's try this again. Catch my brother on. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Blessing the Lord. Thank God for another blessed day, another golden opportunity. As I just sharing an opening with the people on this part three of False Revelation Teachings and Practices, and just giving them the rundown. Also, once again, that we was giving them an example of false revelations. Lord says some come from God, some from the devil and some from man. And as I was sharing with the people, you know, Hiram Smith said, hey, we should try some other means, you know, to get the money. And Brother Martin Harris, he's too slow and he on the transgression, you know. So let's go some other means. And, you know, and then the proceeds we get from selling the copyright, Brother Martin shouldn't get none of it. And hey, Joseph, won't you go ask God and see what God say? Now, we had said it to you, and for those of you who are first-time listeners, I want to encourage you to go back to listen to part two and part one of this. But we told you, for one thing, really, there's some things you just don't need to ask God. You don't even need to ask God about, especially when someone is in the wrong spirit and trying to get you to ask God about doing something that's the wrong thing. Now, What did Brother Martin Harris do against Hiram Smith? Nothing, as far as we know. But you're going to take up this kind of attitude, and then, hey, let's leave him out. And so Joseph Smith was convinced, hey, okay, I go ask the Lord, so his brothers go up to Toronto. All of a sudden, just like we had told you before, he put the stone in the hat, look up in there, and, oh, I got a revelation. Yes, you're right. They need to go to Toronto, Canada, and sell the copyrights and get the money, and they went and got nothing.
Amen.
Now they all looking baffled and confused and turning to Joseph. Hey, man, hey, yeah. Joseph, what happened? Joseph, yeah. Like, let me go back and ask the Lord. And then that's when the Lord really spoke. And God told him some revelations of God, some from man, some from the devil. And so as my brother get ready to continue to come on with scriptures to show y'all that some revelations are from God, some from man, some from the devil. The point we also trying to make is this. This work of restitution that God is doing in the last days is not going to involve any false revelations. It's not going to be a thing that this work is not a work that you're going to just do on your own per se. It's not going to be led and directed by your flesh. None of that. Okay?
Amen.
And we Amen. Come to understand, see, that's one of the problems they had in Joe Smith's time, and this is one of the reasons why it was part of his failure. Okay? Because, you know, when you have this carnal desires of the heart and you asking God based on that, you're not going to get anything from him. You will get something, but it ain't from him. So
Amen.
If it ain't from him, you got one or two other sources left, the devil or your own mind. Okay?
Amen.
But God is not going to participate in any kind of deception, you know, low down conniving plan. And I think that sometimes we as people, when we ask God things, we forget about God's nature, okay? And when we ask some things that is apart from his nature, we think we're going to get an answer of yes from him. You get a yes, but it won't be from him, you know? So that's why, you know, we're letting you know that there are some things you don't even have to ask God, because when it's apart from his nature, and remember, he said, I am God, I change not. So when this is apart from his nature, why are you asking him to do something that's deceptive? Well,
Amen.
Joseph Smith took a stab at it. He failed. Then when he got the real truth, you know, I can imagine how funny he was looking. So on that note, I'm going to stop it there, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let your word go forth. I'm going to read a scripture to you today, okay? This is Jeremiah. This is the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah. We're going to start at the 9th verse, okay? And I'm going to read all the way through, okay? So I'm not stopping, okay? I just want you to understand
Amen.
Something, okay? This has to do with what we're talking about, okay? This is into reference what we're talking about, okay? We're talking about false prophecy and stuff like that, okay? and men can be false prophets, okay? And you can find false prophets right in the midst of God's work. You can find a false prophet. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm going to go on, okay? This ninth verse, okay? You could write down 9 to 40, okay?
Amen.
You want to study it. 9 to 40, okay? My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. This is God speaking, okay? Hallelujah. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine has overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right, okay? What is your course, okay? Thank you, Jesus. This is Lord talking about your course, okay? Their course was evil. That means that they was headed toward evil, that they was seeking evil. 11th verse. But for both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, said the Lord. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, said the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people to err. Caused my people Israel to err. 14th verse. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery. Does that sound familiar? And walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doeth return from his wickedness. Hallelujah. So they go on and on. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Hallelujah. 15th verse. Therefore thus said the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the wine. I will make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth unto all the land. Thus said the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not of the mouth of the Lord. Does this sound familiar? 17th verse.
Amen.
They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed of his heart. In the latter days he shall consider it. Thank you, Jesus. These are the latter days, okay? I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. That's what the word of God is supposed to do. It ain't supposed to lead you to evil. The word of God don't lead you to evil. It leads you away from evil, okay? If they have been led by the counsel of God. 23rd verse. Am I a God at hand, said the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, said the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, said the Lord? I have heard what the prophets said that prophesied lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. A Baal is a false god, okay? It's a demonic demon god, okay? 28th verse. The prophet has a dream. Let him tell a dream, and he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is to the wheat, said the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, said the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, said the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith, behold, I am against them that prophesy false things, said the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them, therefore they shall not profit this people at all, said the Lord. Now, I'm going to stop right there, okay? And you notice that Joseph Smith, long as he stayed on the road, he was all right, right? As soon as he stopped really seeking God's help, okay, what happened to Joseph Smith? He went off into error. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And the Lord said, the Lord don't look at that lightly, okay? The Lord does not, he does not look at that as a light thing when you say something. And he didn't say it. You say he said it, and he didn't say it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Lord, and if you're a man of God, hallelujah, if you're a prophet, God's going to hold you. I mean, he's gonna hold that against you.
Amen.
And you don't want God to hold something against you. You may get out of it with a man. You might even get out of it with a devil. But you don't want God to hold something against you. Because where can you hide? Where?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this man, Joseph Smith, like we was telling you, he knew that God had stopped talking to him, right? God had stopped
Amen.
Talking to him through that stone, right? God
Amen.
Had not dealt. God, he was spiritually blind, okay? He was spiritually deaf. He was spiritually dumb. He couldn't do anything. But he went and he got that stone and he asked God for an answer. And God gave him an answer that was, God didn't give him no answer, but the devil gave him an answer that was according to his own heart. And he received the lying spirit that told him what? Told him, okay, tell them to go up there to Canada and sell the copyright. There was a false spirit, okay? That spirit was not from Christ, okay? That spirit was not from God. Who would that spirit come from? Well, it came from either one or two places. That was the devil or Joseph Smith himself. Okay?
Amen.
But the whole fact that he was deceived like this, hallelujah, should have been a wake up call for him, okay? Like, what should Joseph Smith have been doing when he failed like that? What should he have done? When he sent those men up there to Canada and they came back and his word failed, what should he have done? What do you think Joseph Smith should have did? According to scripture. I'm talking about according to scripture. I ain't talking about according to your own, what you think. What do you think he should have did that would have made him right in the eyes of God? He should have fell on his knees immediately and said, Father,
Amen.
Forgive me. Repent of my sins. Forgive me, Lord, for assuming, for prophesying in your name and you didn't say it. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. Forgive me, Father. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me, purge me, hide me. And he should have went into fasting. But what did Joseph Smith do? He went on and on and on, because that's what error does. Error makes you go on and on and on, and you go from one thing to another thing, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And when the people trust you in your error, you go on from one error to another. They go on from one error. And what's this word say in that book, acquiesce? The people of God acquiesced Joseph Smith. What does that mean when you acquiesce someone? That means that they consented to Joseph Smith quietly, okay? That means they gave him permission by their silence, okay? Thank you, Jesus. This is what happened, okay? And then I'm going to quit, okay, right? Because I want you to understand, okay, now we're taking this piece by piece, because these little things, these little tidbits that I'm giving you, okay, you better understand these things, because you better understand these things in these last days, specifically in the latter days, okay? Many deceiving devils shall be upon the earth and shall deceive many, okay? If they are not prayerful, if they are not founded upon the rock, upon the word of God, okay? Thank you, Jesus, not in their own flesh, okay? Thank you, Jesus. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about all the things that we've been talking about. We've been talking about Jesus Christ is the only rock, right?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the only rock. Jesus Christ is the only one that you can trust in. I can't trust you, brother, and you can't trust me. And I prefer it that way. Brother Nathan?
Yeah.
Don't ever trust me. Don't ever trust my word because I say it. Don't trust me because I've been a good brother. Don't trust me because, hallelujah, because you like me or because I like you, okay? Don't trust me because we've been friends. Don't trust me because we're brothers in Christ. Don't trust me. Don't trust no one.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. The lesson is here. Don't trust no arm of flesh. Jeremiah 15 and 5. That's 17 and 5, right? 17 and 5. 17 and 5. Jeremiah 17 and 5. Trust not in the arm of flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because if you trust in the arm of flesh, you're going to fail. Thank you, Jesus. And those men put their trust in Joseph Smith because they have seen God work through him, okay? And so they put all their trust in him. They said, oh, God's working through him. Maybe God's going to continue to work through him. I'm putting my trust in him. I believe in him. No, never put your trust in the instrument, okay? Put your trust in the one that uses the instrument, okay? Put your trust in my God. Don't put your trust in me, okay? If I say something to you, go to God and ask him, is that thing true? You will not see anybody else that will say this to you You won't see nobody, no churches that will say this to you. If I say something to you in doctrine and word, go to the scripture, go to God, and ask God, is that his word, okay? If what I'm saying is true.
Amen.
Jesus. Now I'm going to stop right there and give it over to the hands of my brother, Jesus Christ, holy, righteous name. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank God for the word of the Lord today. And don't forget, tomorrow night we will be back with part four. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. And once again, we are, letting you know, what is of the Lord and what is not going to take part in his work. False revelations is not going to take part in the work of the Lord. And we're letting you know, as well as letting you know the information concerning the failures of Joseph Smith, okay? And I want to say before we go off, once again, we are not Mormons, okay? We're not Mormons. Mormonism is not of God, okay? It is a curse, okay? It is not of God. So I just wanted to reiterate that before we go off the air. And don't forget, once again, tomorrow night, part four, we will be back. Lord say the same at 7 o'clock p.m. And tonight at 7, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be coming on with a broadcast tonight. So, once again, for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.